podcast. Welcome to the Midnight Paco podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco podcast.
That's right.
On Instagram.
Please hit the like.
Subscribe.
Notifications if you would, please. Tell your friends. Tell everybody. You know we're up and coming.
Midnight Paco?
We out there in the world.
We up and coming.
We up and coming. So please tell everybody. Thank you everybody who subscribed, like, listens, downloads.
Yeah.
Appreciate you everywhere, all around the world.
Really do.
Appreciate it. Keep subscribing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. What's going on, man?
Man, not a whole lot.
Hold on, should I turn that off? It's probably going to be loud throughout the thing. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Keep it going.
Keep it going. I tell you what. I'm going to hold these things up here. Shuffle them up.
Shuffle them up.
That's what I'm going to do.
Turn that loud thing off.
Because this is important.
Yes.
Anybody interested in the Cleveland, Ohio area of going to our Erie, PA show, get at me or Justin. Let us know. These tickets will be $20 and it'll be $25 at the door.
That's right.
So get the deal.
Get the deal.
We got the tickets.
We got the tickets.
Myself or Justin will deliver the tickets to you.
That's right.
We got them.
Reach out.
Let us know. And they're going kind of fast. They're going kind of fast. So
get your tickets because the show's about to happen soon. I can't wait.
On the 28th, so.
Yeah, June 28th.
They're going fast.
It's going to be fun.
Get them while you can.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
So that's going on.
Yeah, that's going on. Big time.
I'm excited.
Tickets came out nice. Those are dope.
Thank you.
It's a nice little souvenir.
Yeah.
Look at that.
For the first show.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I can't wait. It's all about, man, getting that material. You know, I'm thinking about, you know, what I want to do. And I'm thinking about adding because I thought of the set and I want to add a few other things. And it's like, it's fun, but it's a little nerve wracking.
It's fun, it's nerve wracking. You can overthink things.
Yeah,
stay out your own head.
Yeah,
you have the material. What you're going to do.
I know.
And just try to perform that to the best of your ability because you have the material.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes we can get in our heads.
Big time. Yeah. So. And it's stuff we've been doing. Yeah, I know. It's I get it. But at the same time, we've done, you know, quite a bit of material. So I'm just trying to pick out of what I have for the set.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, we do 5 minutes here and there. We do 10, 15. A lot of times, you know, when we do shows, it's 10, 15. You know what I mean? You know, when we're on shows. And so
right. You
get a chance to extend it. You know what I mean? And it's you can either bunch a few things together,
mm-hmm.
or you can stretch out a couple things. You know what I mean? To an extent. Or, you know what I mean? Take your time with them instead of rushing through what you would normally kind of do.
Right. You can cram in 3 5-minute sets that you have.
Yeah.
That's 15.
Yeah.
Or, like you said, you can maybe stretch out a 5 and stretch out a 5 to a 10 and maybe do, you know, you could do it different ways.
Well, that's the thing, because some of those 5s have stretched to at least 6.5 maybe. So it kind of throws off everything else too if you're trying to add. But that's where you cherry pick, and that's where it becomes getting into your head.
You know
what I mean? That's the problem. And so, but even trying new stuff too, because I want to add a couple of new things, but it's like I haven't done it on stage yet either. So
right.
You know, that's probably tomorrow sometime, but yeah, man, it's looking forward to it. It's fun. The process.
Walked around the streets of Erie.
Yeah, met some pretty interesting people. Yeah, we did.
Hopefully, I'll see everybody at the show.
Yes. Yeah, it was nice and popping yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I was like, wow, I didn't know y'all did it like this in Erie.
Yeah. I mean, I tell everybody, Erie's just a smaller city condensed. We have everything. Nice little chill spot, especially because of the lake. You know, the peninsula down there, you got that area. So it's almost like a lightweight flats, but not, obviously, the flats are the flats. A lot more bigger, you know, a lot more different things.
But similar, though. I see where it's similar.
Same concept. Right. The problem is where they mess up is the peninsula. Because of wildlife, they don't use it to what they probably could and have, like, a nice, like, almost like a boardwalk type deal.
Yeah.
It's not the ocean, but it's still that type. It'd be surrounded in a sense, you know.
Yeah, it is like in the boardwalk.
Yeah.
And I said that Cleveland was like in the boardwalk too, but they seem like they tried to build it up somewhat. Like a pathway.
I mean, the east side flats looks real nice after they redid it down there.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
No, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a good time, man. Like I said, I just hope, you know, people want to come hang out, check out the show. We got some good people on the show, so it's
Oh yeah.
I'm looking forward to it just because of that. You know, the people we have on, plus, you know, their comedy is good. They're always just good to hang out with too. And I think that's what makes the show awesome is when you have people on that you're cool with. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's. But the thing is you can do that if you're willing to put shows on wherever. You know what I mean? You can craft and get people on. I mean, people have other obligations sometimes and have to fall out.
Of course.
You know what I mean? So it's one of those deals where you gotta, you know, that's the problem with booking and putting shows together.
That's when you're putting on a show, making sure the venue is right, making sure the acts are there.
Yeah.
Making sure it makes sense for the acts to be there.
Right.
Yeah. Just getting the talent and scheduling the talent, and it's more than meets the eye.
Yeah.
Trying to get the word out that the show does exist.
Yeah, to nobody. You know, the people who have no clue it does. Because people put it on social media and they assume everyone sees it. They assume everyone sees it.
That's not how it works.
And that's going to be the end all be all. And
that's not how it works.
That is not how. That's not what I wanted to rely on, especially with this. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's like if we're putting on something like this, I didn't want to rely on no social media or word of mouth. I mean, you get the word of mouth by showing up, passing out flyers, and then people say, hey, man, these guys are up here passing out flyers to this comedy show. You guys want to go check it out?
Right.
You know. Oh, it's on Saturday? Okay, cool. Yeah, we ain't got nothing going on.
Right.
We got something going on. I mean, problem is around this time, there's a lot of graduation parties and things like that. So it's like, you know.
It's a lot going on this time of the year, but the weather is nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully the worst thing we'll have to worry about is rain.
Yeah, plus it's indoors, so that's perfect, you know. I'm looking forward to it, man. I like the view that we have, you know, everything like that is just, yeah. Uh-huh. It's dope.
Yeah. You gotta you know, I think if anything, it's worth at least seeing what's going on. Like, I'm putting myself in the people of Erie's shoes. Like,
yeah.
Let me just see what these guys are like. Let me just see how their show is, how they setting it up.
Right.
I never been to the Seawolf Stadium. Let me see how it is inside there. You know, just check it out. Do something different.
Yeah. 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 Be a good experience. Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's going to be fun. You know what
I'm saying?
It's going
to be real fun.
Yeah. That's why.
It's going to have some good acts there.
Yeah. 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 Good times.
Going to have food there. There's going to be drinks there.
Food's available. Yeah. I should put food available.
Well, yes, it didn't say free food.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
food is available upon purchase.
Yeah, upon purchase. And drinks upon purchase.
Upon purchase.
Yeah, but, you know, I probably should have specified them. Oh, geez, what are you drinking over there?
Oh, my goodness. I was so parched, I didn't even notice.
You didn't notice?
This is some Midnight Paco Presents comedy show on the 28th water.
Water? Yes.
Oh, man.
It looks delicious.
And you know what? It is really delicious.
Is it tasty?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What else is going on, man?
Not a whole lot, you know?
I mean, life be lifing.
Life be lifing.
Life be lifing for sure. Life be lifing for sure.
Yeah. Many different things happen, you know, learning experiences. You wonder why different things happen. It's to show you things. It could be about a person. It could be about a situation.
Right.
You know?
Everything is a lesson learned. It's wild when you hear that and you're like, oh, okay, yep, everything. You try and put things in perspective, though, because, like I said, with my car, I don't even know if I brought it up on this. My car getting hit.
No, I don't think you did.
Yeah, in the parking lot. I struggled with what purpose was that for. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man. We're all just sitting. Everyone outside's avatars. Why are they messing around and just... I know, I'm kidding. Don't you think about that sometimes? Like when you're driving on the road, you're like, oh, there are all these avatars around me. Like just to cause me a problem. Like to put me in a box or to create some type of, I don't know, something. It's like at the gym, you have to have other people at the gym. So you have to, you know.
So they are part of the matrix.
Yes.
They were placed in the gym?
Yes.
And the people are placed on the road with you?
Yes.
Okay.
If you're not on the road, are they there?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I hear things.
Yeah.
Is that a part of the simulation too?
Could be noise.
Interesting.
It's like when you wake up, did the day switch? Did the day switch, but... What did people, you know what I'm saying? It's like, did people, you know.
What happened?
It's just, you hear from people sometimes when you're thinking about them. That's weird.
That is.
Out of the blue.
It is.
Is it only because you thought of them, now they reach out, now they're back into your world? I say that, but I know I bleed, so what the fuck is that? That's real. Yeah, I'm not a glitch. You know what I'm saying? But people would think this. I don't go that deep.
So is that what they mean when people say, you say, how you doing? They be like, living a dream. Do that mean that we in a dream?
No, they're just trying to be a smart ass.
Oh, okay.
Living the dream. Well, guess what? You're there. So you can change that shit. If you don't like it, change it.
I thought it was like, oh shit, I'm in your dream. Fuck. Again? Because that's what you say every day.
Yeah, right?
I'm in your dream again.
You must like me in this bitch. Yeah. I give you joy to be in your dream.
So when people say smart out of shit like that.
Living a dream, that's what you say to them?
I don't say that.
Oh, you should.
I never say that.
You should.
When they say living a dream?
Yeah, you should be like, I'm a big part of your dream. That's amazing. High fives.
Like, I'm in your dream?
That's wild. Thank you.
Living the dream.
Living the
dream. So that's some smart ass shit, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
But somebody needs somebody like you in their lives for when they're going to do some stupid stuff or whatever. They can try and think, well, he wouldn't, you know, he'd do something different. He probably wouldn't snap like I would. He would try and calm down and talk to the person. Trying to live that way. So thank you for showing me how to react.
No problem.
Do the best thing you could do.
Yeah,
calmly, people.
I'm trying, man.
I'm just saying, you know. I mean, life. You wonder why certain things sometimes, and that's why, you know, and I know things are the way they are because I lived things and I had a son and I seen him. You know, I didn't see him come out because I didn't watch that nasty shit. But, you know, I got to see him after they brought him up. So it could have been a magic trick, but I've seen that. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's real. Like, stuff happens.
That was real.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're saying there's parts that may not have been.
No, but things are weird because they're too coincidental, you know, whatever the hell. You know, things happen, you know, coincidence.
Like, how did all my water get gone?
You drank it.
Oh.
Right in front of me and on camera. I can replay that.
Okay.
So.
Just asking.
That's
questions.
Not part of it.
Okay.
And we're here, so.
Are we?
I mean, they would say there's us's everywhere doing this millions of times over, saying the same exact things or different things, or having a completely different podcast.
Different levels of reality or?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, no. Just different dimensions.
Different dimensions.
Yes. And to infinity and beyond.
I think the other one will be called Midnight Passion.
The fudge. No.
You don't think so?
No.
Like, this is Midnight Paco on the other dimension.
Midnight Passion?
Midnight Passion.
Where they be like, hated it.
Two snaps in a circle. Midnight Passion, honey.
Hey. That's wild. Probably.
Hey, I don't know, man. You know.
Probably. I mean, if it's different versions.
I mean,
yeah,
if they
sell
more shirts than us.
They probably would.
That sucks.
They would.
Man.
They would market better. Mm. Dude, I was like a scared little baby walking around trying to ask people to come to a comedy show. People, I'm terrible at just talking to people. Like
I mean,
that. Like once we were at the table, I'm good. Once you're in the conversation, 100%. But to go up to a people and say, "Hey, how you doing? We're having a comedy show," basically saying you want to come spend some money to come watch us tell jokes that you have no idea about. You have no clue who we are. Come spend money and have a good time out. Thank you. If you want something to do. You know, if you're looking for something to do.
Or you are looking for something to do. You want to do something different. You want to see something different. Come to the show.
Yes.
Please come laugh with us, Erie, PA. We're going to have a good time. Hopefully this show goes well. Goes so well. Let us know if you want to see another one.
Yes, because we have plenty of comics to fill these this room. Plenty of times over, so.
Let us know if you enjoy it. You will be willing to come back and see it. All that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you did good yesterday.
I know, man, but it took a while. This dude's a professional.
We got tickets here.
Yeah. That was dope.
Come and get them while you can. $20 before the 28th. $25 at the door.
At the dough. At the dough. At the dough. Gotta entice it. So you gotta start getting people to buy tickets early. People hate buying tickets early. They don't like it. I mean, if you plan on going, you might as well get the ticket early.
Get the ticket early. Yeah. Tickets are going.
People like to wait till the last minute.
Everybody's buying tickets. Yeah, don't wait till the last minute.
When you come to the dough.
Hopefully we got room.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be a.
It's a nice venue, man. I'm excited because I just like the venue.
The venue is dope.
You know what I mean? Yeah, baseball stadium.
Is that the baseball stadium? I plan on.
Clubhouse.
I plan on setting a nice mood, setting a nice atmosphere for everybody in there.
Yeah, I can't wait, dude. Like I said, you start off shows right, man. You set the tone. Your comedy is.
Well, thanks, man.
It's perfect. It's perfect to get everybody going. You know, and it's a tough spot. The fact that you enjoy it,
Well, I was speaking about more as like setting the mood or the ambiance of the event.
As far as like what?
You got to be there.
Oh. Well, yeah, no. We got, yeah.
Yeah, you
got
to be there to find out.
Yeah.
You'll see. And most places don't have it like this here.
I mean.
Not like this here.
I like it.
I ain't telling no lies.
No, you ain't.
Not like this here. Not quite like it.
So how's Jim been going?
This week bad. Been running, ripping and running all
week.
Yeah. But, you know, I've been committed.
I squeezed one in today.
Good.
With some dips.
Busting out them dips.
Dude.
Dips for champions.
I gotta build this. I gotta get rid of this. This is a goodies. Oh, I'm on my second half gallon of strawberry cheesecake ice cream. Different company.
What were you doing?
I'm going through them all.
You wanna see who's the best?
See who's the best.
Is there a reason why you didn't record each one?
Because I just want to go through them and find out.
Okay.
I mean, I could probably.
Right on.
Should I do videos?
Just be weird and take inventory all by yourself.
Because, man, I'm upset. Like, so far, like, it's funny. Because the last one, should I give out my.
Go for it.
The last one had, like, no little bits in it. You know what I mean? Like, with the cake. You know, like the cheesecake, like the crust, like you gotta have like chunks of shit.
You should definitely do reviews.
Okay.
And so you could break that down.
So I could break it. Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't want to have to buy the other one again. It was good, but
wasn't quite what you were looking for.
I mean, it was good flavor, but it was almost like they just had ice cream with the flavor in it. You know what I mean? There was like no chunks.
No actual pieces.
Yeah, the strawberry was like swirls, bitch ass swirls.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? But I don't want to put it. If I do it, will I put these companies on blast? Will it be upset? Can I do that for each brand? Will they get mad? It's taste testing, really.
Yeah, it's your opinion. You ain't sponsored by nobody.
I ain't sponsored by nobody.
Mm-mm. He's doing this on his own.
Do my own results. This one.
He's trying to find out who got the best. What is it? Cheesecake.
Strawberry cheesecake ice cream.
Who has the best strawberry cheesecake ice cream? I didn't know he was doing this.
Yeah.
This is all news to me. I did see it in the freezer, and I was like, "That's weird." He normally don't have that in the freezer, but
ice cream.
And my stomach was like, bloop, bloop.
I love it. That's the problem. That's why I got this. Boobies, people. I mean, I flex, and it's just a little bit you can grab. A little bit. It's like the old man type stuff.
Right on.
I gotta get rid of that somehow. I be walking miles every day.
Do you?
No, I don't move I ain't doing all this.
You ain't doing that?
And shaking my hips and moving my arms.
That's probably what you should do.
Is that what I should do?
Yeah.
Like, I be seeing old motherfuckers, they be walking.
Yeah, that's why they be getting those, because you're moving your body part.
Man, I come whipping around the corner, scare them half to death.
Or get on an elliptical or something.
No, I can't do more cardio, because I'm trying to gain weight, too.
So you got to, when you do your cardio, you got to move your body. You gotta get into it like shang dun dun.
Should I just get one of those things? Where you
shake shit. What was that for? I remember that being a thing of back in the day, and I never understood what was that for.
I think it was to lose belly fat.
I thought it was a shake a booty machine.
Was that the twerking machine before?
I think that's what it was. I think it was the first automatic twerk machine.
Just get naked and sit there.
Yep. That's what I thought.
No, I don't think that was. But that's what you thought.
When I first saw it, I'm like,
what if they turn around and, oh my lord, it'd be the booby shaking machine. That's what that would be.
Why they don't make those anymore? Think they should have him at the gym.
It's a, well, they make those anymore.
They don't work. They was doing it, and now they're not.
Yeah, but yeah, come on. That wasn't hocus pocus. I think that they did a lot. They sell them now where they stand on it.
I don't see them. Well, they got the vibration plates.
Yeah, where they stand on it. And they go, you should bring those back at Planet Fitness. I mean, for me, because I got man boobs. I'm trying to get rid of those. I need to start using that that bed.
Oh,
shoot water up or some shit.
Oh, you mean the massage bed?
Yeah, have you got on one of those?
Long time ago.
Yeah, at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. I had my black card, so I'm like, look, I'm gonna use the perks. I'm gonna lay down.
The vitamin B shots? Well, not shots, but
they got vitamin.
With the no, vitamin B light or something like that.
They got that?
They had, yeah, something like that.
Where's that at?
It's back there. I thought you was a black card member.
I did, but I didn't know they had that.
Yeah.
When they had that shit? I mean, I used the tanning boost.
Did they have tanning there?
They have tanning. Or is that what you think it is?
No, they got the.
They got both?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm like going on vacation or I'm gonna be like somewhere hot, like out in the, like, I gotta get this bitch coated. I gotta prepare. If I go anywhere, I'll burn like a motherfucker. So that's the only time.
So you go and get tanned so you won't burn?
Because it's gradual the way they do it. And then you get a base. You get a base. But I've been out. Look at that. Colors.
Hey, be like that.
Hey, did you see the Marvin Marsh the Martian tattoo thing I sent you?
No.
On TikTok?
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Look at it right now. Okay. Are you on airplane mode?
No.
Oh, okay.
You sent it on TikTok?
On TikTok. Because we were talking about tattoos, and he said if he was younger, he probably would have got that one. And he's like, and then he'd be this age and be like, why would I want that? So I was like, don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. Inbox.
That's fly.
That's dope, right? That's
super dope.
See? You can have on that for the rest of your
life. They wasn't doing it like that back then.
I know.
But talking about.
They weren't. You're right.
Yeah, that's super dope.
Super dope.
People
got skills out there.
I was watching, you know, AI technology, and this guy invented a box where he hooked it up to the trees, and basically the trees are telling their stories.
What?
Like what they experienced, the weather, you know.
Is this hocus pocus?
Well, when I saw that, I said, well, if it's truly AI and the trees are truly telling the story, that's a remarkable thing, and we can learn a lot from it.
100%. Millions of years there.
But then at the same time, it should be that tree's right also to be like, I don't feel like sharing. That's none of your business. You know,
if it's truly
the tree talking.
Yeah.
And the other thing I thought about was, it has a right to say, I don't feel like sharing none of your business.
They cut that motherfucker down in a heartbeat.
Or you know what else I was thinking?
What?
These trees going to be out here snitching.
Oh, yeah, right?
They going to be snitching like a mug, ain't
snitching. They? Everything to walk by, they hear everything.
And see everything. They going to be out here
plus
snitching.
Plus, they're connected to others, so they know everything from everyone else.
These trees going to be out here snitching.
Snitching.
Snitching trees. I think the maple is going to be like
the king snitch, queen snitch. Queen snitch?
Maple tree.
It have to be a queen snitch.
Maple tree is going to be snitching.
Snitching. Yeah. They big. And not redwoods. Redwoods are super snitch because they can see everything.
They see everything. Yeah. I think they're going to probably be like, they mind their business, redwoods.
You think? Yeah, that's a spruce. I don't know what the fuck a spruce is.
That's the Evergreen Spruce.
Is that what it is? I don't know what it is, dog. I don't know. I'm just be saying shit. I know the term.
Them damn oaks.
I
don't
know what kind it is.
Them damn whitewashed oaks.
Whitewashed oaks. The marijuana plants, they mind their business.
Yeah, they ain't gonna remember too much.
Yeah. Yeah, they just chilling. They just growing, basking in the sun.
Yeah, but
that's crazy, man. If that's true, but I don't know. I think it's hocus pocus. Although on the other side of hocus pocus, which I don't know if it is or close, but watching Rogan, he had some dude Oz something on who's a mentalist, whatever. Guessed his PIN number to his bank card. Obviously, he didn't say it online, but he wrote it. He wrote it down because he was gonna say it. And I haven't finished watching it, but I guess he's gonna try and, you know, like blow your mind, I guess, by the wow. end of it. But yeah, it was crazy. The part I watched, I actually guessed this because he told him to think of a different number, and he said, "Say a number, even if you lie, just give me a number." And he gave him a number, and then he started guessing, saying, "Because you said this, I'm guessing men go high, women go low. Like if they lie, men lie higher. They lie bigger." Because that's just how we are, I guess. We got a lot bigger, you know what I mean? So because he went high, you know, not really higher than a certain number, he said that was the case. And then he started trying to break down why he said the way what he said and this and that. And it's just, it's wild. I haven't finished watching it, but it's like the fact that he got his bank number, you know, 4 digits that he didn't even make himself, but he knows it. And you know, but that's, he said he's skeptical because the bank's the one that sent him the number, so he could get that information somewhere. You know what I mean? If you really wanted to get your information, somebody could find that information out. Wow. Most likely, possibly. That's what Rogan said. So he's kind of skeptical, but I haven't finished watching it up to that point.
So you think that was BS?
He said he's skeptical of that, but I haven't finished watching, like, towards the end, if he says all this other stuff that, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing what the rest he had to say, but I started watching that today. It was the newest one out, but that's wild, man, because I don't know. Do you believe in that?
I believe some people have certain abilities.
Like the remote viewers type people?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I believe in it.
I don't discard it, but I know my mind doesn't focus enough to probably be able to do that, but I know I'm not everybody, and I know we're different by that aspect just because of how good your memory is and things. So.
I mean, it's like I do believe people have different abilities or their brains or something are wired a different way, and they may have different abilities. They're able to use different parts of their brains than normal people, and it gives them abilities. And a lot of times, people be afraid to expose what right. their abilities are because they don't want to be ridiculed and probed and used as a weapon.
Right, right.
That's real.
The government was training remote viewers, though, back in, like, the 60s or some shit, the 50s or 60s. Crazy. Dude, they're wild.
That is wild.
They're Cobra. They're Cobra. The government's Cobra. I figured it out.
Hey. Yeah, that's cool, huh?
They're Cobra. Dude, what other place, what other terrorist group has bases within the U.S., hidden bases within the U.S.? Cobra was the only one that ever had terrorist bases inside America. Area 51. Hidden. They got other bases hidden because now everyone knows about Area 51. You think that's the only one they got?
You think this episode is going to air? No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, right. Cobra, la 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 la. La.
Man.
Wow. 80s, yeah. Man. They told me everything I need to know.
If you paid attention.
I'm on to it. I'm onto it, everybody.
If you paid attention.
Oh, all the blockbuster movies. All the blockbuster movies.
Paid attention.
Like, there's...
Oh, excuse me.
I think I'm on it because, you know, obviously that's part of my shit. But I got a few, like, maybe a handful of movies I think I can tie together with what's kind of even going on with the future that I can, you know, talk about. Working on it.
I mean,
it's got to get those beats. You know what I mean? It's got to hit the beats. It's got to be funny. It's got to tell a certain, you know, all that stuff the comedians do.
Oh, like good jazz.
And people think you just go up there and talk.
And just talk.
Like that dude, shout out, thank you for having the flyer, but, oh, you're a comedian? Tell us a joke. Tell me a joke. How many times we hear that? Oh, it's the worst.
Quite often, we hear it too much.
Too much, because a lot of, listen, people, when comedians, I mean, there's one-liner comedians out there, so I guess I'm about to say some wrong shit, but most people, they have set up punchlines, like, their jokes aren't quick, so they're not going to sit there and tell you a joke that's part of their bit if you want to, you know what I mean, I guess?
Right.
It's just, yeah, it doesn't work that way. So it's just,
yeah, it don't work that way at all. It's like,
it doesn't have the same effect because you're standing there talking in a conversation, you know, so, and you're already kind of like, oh, make me laugh. So you're kind of, you know, on the defense anyway. You're not, like, willing to accept humor and funniness and us welcoming you into our world as the way we see it and what we've been through in our experiences. You know what I mean? It's a completely different thing.
Yeah, especially, like if you did anything as a profession, like, whatever you did, just imagine someone saying whatever it is, like, you work at Pizza Hut, make me a pizza, like, right there and in there, like,
what's the recipe?
Or whatever your profession is, just think about that. Like,
yeah, I like you were gonna come back with but, you know, good choice. Wait or not.
Yeah. No,
okay. I'm kidding.
You got to know when to hold them.
Nowhere to hold him.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Although, has Kenny Rogers done anything bad? Are we bad for singing his shit? Has he pissed on anybody that we don't know about?
I'm kidding. I think Kenny went out cool.
I'm kidding.
He went out cool.
Yeah, all right, good. Because that's a good song. I like it. Although, I'll still rock P. Diddy shit and, you know. Maybe not. I think when a song came on one time, driving, I kind of like turned down and switched it because I felt weird. But You Can Hate Me Now, that song's a jam, dog. That's the jam.
He got a lot of jams,
yeah,
out. So what do you do?
But if people hear you listening to Diddy, they look at you like, you just don't care. And I probably like, no, I don't. Because that ain't my life. Ain't my life. And Cassie was taking piss in her mouth. What? Who are we to say anything? Now, you shouldn't have beat her up. That's for sure. But somebody still wifed her. I don't know if she's getting a divorce now yet, but... Because after the shit he probably found out, I don't... Good luck.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's been crazy.
I haven't been getting on the details because it's terrible, you know, I mean, all around. And I'm not just, you know me, I'm not big on celebrity gossip anyway, but, you know, obviously it's going on.
Right.
Why not talk about it? Because that's what we do.
I mean, we don't really talk about celebrity gossip.
No, but if something like that's wild, that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. That's like Drake shit. I don't know, how old was that? Is that new stuff?
I don't keep up with it.
I know, but I'm just... It was brought up, so I thought maybe it was new stuff. That's all.
Oh, the Drake stuff?
Yeah. with the hot sauce and the condom and
That's not new.
That's not new. That's old.
That's older, but it's still
that's new to me. That's crazy. The chicks. That's what you get. Burning coochie. That's what you get. Trying to be filthy and nasty by taking some old dirty condom and jizz and try to put it up in you. You filthy. That's what you get. Your baby gonna come out like
and cut.
Oh, hot. Spicy. You might like hot foods.
I don't think it's gonna come out. I don't think it worked.
And then
I don't think so.
Nah, because you washed it out because her shit was on fire. That bush was on fire.
What the?
Dude, that's new to me, so that's wild that I even know this information. That's crazy.
Everything's available on the internet.
I know, but that's why I'm glad I don't really follow up with craziness like that. But it's wild.
That's wild.
That's wild. You know why? Because it's wild because that's just one person that got caught because it's a celebrity, and that's just one celebrity. I mean, there's people out there doing that shit to some dude that works at Taco Bell just because he got a job.
I
maybe. Everybody wants a kid for Taco Bell money.
I saw an article where I think he was I don't know if he was a CEO or what he was, but
Calvin.
What the?
Remember Calvin? Calvin got a job
from McDonald's. Yeah, it really was from McDonald's.
I know. It wasn't Taco Bell, but I'm just
McDonald's.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
No, but
my bad, y'all.
He was torturing somebody with hot sauce through his mouth and his booty hole.
Had him locked up?
I don't know. I gotta look the story up.
Okay. Now, did he not like this guy? So many questions. I mean, was it a sexual thing or he just didn't like him? So it's torture, so he probably didn't like him. And I know that shit burns. So if you put it in his eyes and his pee hole and his butthole, that burns. That burns. Not that I know. I may have got hot sauce in my eye, never in my pee hole or my butthole, but for somebody to tie somebody, like he was a chairman of some company?
I don't know. Let me look.
See, that motherfucker thinks he could get away with it. That's the problem. It's people like that.
He was a drug trafficker's rival.
A drug trafficker's rival.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they tortured him that way. Yeah, that makes sense. That's light work.
Three Florida drug traffickers have.
Who is this? Sentenced for
kidnapping a rival, then torturing him for 18 hours by pounding hot sauce in his eyes and up his behind.
That sounds like an amateur. That's amateur hour. I mean, other people are cutting people's heads off and torturing families and such. That's. That's a terrible thing to do to somebody. Put hot sauce in their eyes and their butthole. That's the shit we would do to someone.
No, it's not. No. No, sir.
No, Diddy. No, I'm just saying, amateur. We got him. What are we gonna do? Put spots in his eyes and his butthole. Yo, I'm not making fun. With all due respect. Drug trafficker. Oh, man, that was good. I don't know. It made me laugh. Look at my eyes. I'm watering. They're watering. That was pretty funny. I don't know. I hope you guys loved that.
What the?
Yeah, I know. That's wild. That's wild, man. People are weird.
Tell me about it.
You were weird, dog. It's crazy. God dang. Speaking of weird, how about our parlays not winning? So, but that shit. Look, we had somebody for a hit. All you had to do is get, well, I mean, we had a few guys for hits. All we had to have one guy for a hit, and he got on base due to a throwing error, so the hit didn't count. That's that bull stuff.
That's why it's called gambling.
That's crazy, though. I can't get ahead. It's amazing.
This guy said he can't get ahead. It's amazing. You should see some of these parlays. It'd be like 30 leg parlay.
If I could, I would, but I can only do 25. But I put, dude, if they hit, it's not like they're not unreasonable when I do this. Look, everybody, it's fun to do. Look, when there's a lot of games, all you do is go through each game. Okay, this dude should get a hit. This dude should get a hit.
They say you'd be betting like $5 to win $10,000. I'm like,
yes, it's wild.
I'd be like, Jay.
It was wild. We got like 25, trying to get 25 hits. I'll have a few guys from the same team sometimes because they're going against a shitty pitcher. What are we talking about? What are we talking about here? Hey, I've hit 25 leggers before. I've a couple of them. In basketball, I think. It was basketball, though. And I go for bare minimum, you know, just wild stuff. But I don't put big money on those ones because that was wild. I put like a dollar. You know, a dollar to win like $1,000. Some wild shit like that. You know what I mean? But those ones I didn't hit. Like, I put like, you know, these ones were, I think I won maybe like $80 on like, you know, a few dollars, whatever the case. Because just because I put 25 legs don't mean it's crazy. Because if I take a guy who's supposed to get like 20 points in a game and I take him for like 15, 10, you know, the odds are like plus like fucking 5,000-6,000, but it's still a leg. And, you know,
you get. Do
like,
you win?
I've hit them before. I'll show you after this. I'll pull that shit up. I've hit some crazy ones, man. And then there's ones I probably could have hit, but I cashed out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I didn't win because I cashed out early. So a lot of times I don't like to cash out early because a lot of times I don't got a big money on it. It's like $3 and it's like worth it. You know, keep it going. But
like is that $350?
Yep.
Better cash out.
I can get my money back at least. That's a win in my eyes. Plus 50 cents. My dad's like, I won a quarter. A win is a win.
A win is a win.
A win is a win. He's good at golf. He does the golf ones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I used to do golf. He does lineups more, so not parlays. Like he does the lineups still. And I try to get him off of that just because parlays, like if we have the same parlay, we still win our money. Like if you do lineups, if you tie with the, you got to split it. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, obviously parlays, you know, you can win some decent money. And, you know, only put $10 to win like 50, but. Or even double up. Like, if you take one couple guys just to do it and you put $10, you can win like $20-some. But to me, that's like, it's a waste of a win, man. I can put a few more people on there and get some more money. But then that's when I lose.
That's where you mess up.
I know, that's when I lose. If you do it the right way, you can benefit from it. You know what I mean? But that's like,
I mean, not expect such a big reward, you know?
Yeah, that's the problem. It's like, not. Like, this one dude, he does ladder bets. Which is dope, and I need to try that myself. Like, you take $10 to he puts 30 to win like 90, and then 90 to win like 180, 180 to win like 360, and he'll try and go to like 1,000. Yeah, yeah. But he'll put that amount on there, and I need to try that one time for myself, just, you know.
Yeah, one time just to see.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna hurt.
A couple batters, put like $25 on it, get like 50, you know what I mean, or some shit like that, you know. But it's like, if I lose, it's like, oh, no. But it's worth it. It's worth a shot. It's worth, you know, it's fun. It's fun.
It's fun when you win.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not fun when you lose.
No, but that's when you gotta be smart, take some out. Like, I hit pretty good for a few hundred one time. I took, you know, a couple hundred out, left 100 in to gamble with, you know.
That's how you
then go. Then you lose that shit, but it is what it is. If you go in and you're smart with it, you know what I mean? It's like going to a casino.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, once you win, you should put your winnings to the side and gamble what you're going to gamble with.
Right.
So you won't lose your winnings.
Yeah. Dude, I hate when every time I got to put money in that bitch. I hate it.
It's time to walk away.
Oh, no.
Like, after you won, and then you gamble with all your money that you came to gamble with.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, I'm talking.
Don't go into your winnings.
No. I'm just saying, I hate, like, obviously, when you're doing parlays and shit, you know, you lose. I'm down to 20 cents. Like, I'm going to have to put in some money now. You know what I mean? But then you hope for those, like, the, you know, the bonus bets. You get that money, and, you know what I mean, when you match it. Sometimes you match it, whatever the case.
Right. But,
yeah, no.
It's all a racket. Get your money.
Yeah, no. Do ladder bets, I think. That's the best way to do it. You know, take a couple people, put so much on it, and then go from there. And then just try and double it up next time. You know, the problem is once you get that, like, 180, like, I don't know if I want to put all this on that, bitch. You know what I mean? It's like, but that's the only way you're going to get a chance to win the big money, you know? So it's like, I don't know. I started a ladder bet with them the one time, and then, like, we ended up losing it. I think I bitched out and didn't do it. But they ended up losing later on, so I was like, I'll be mad if I would have lost that money towards the end.
It's a good thing you did.
Yeah.
That would have been crazy.
But, you know, whatever. Life be life, and we be gambling.
Gamblers be gambling.
Yeah.
That being said, where can they find you at, Jay?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right. Please hit the like, subscribe.
It's going to be right here.
Notifications if you would, please. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate all your listeners. Love you all. Check you out next week.
Peace.
Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.